WTTS on demand.
Hey, this is Scott Riggs backstage at Bonnaroo 2012 here with the Kooks. How are you guys doing?
Very well.
We're good, yeah.
Too good.
Yeah. We just about woken up.
Yeah. And you guys, are you playing today?
Yes.
Where? What kind of stage are you playing on?
The Wednesday.
Yeah, the past tense when it had done. When, which?
We played.
We played already.
Yeah.
We've already played. We played the second stage. I think we were first on. It was pretty banging crowd, man. We had a really good set, actually.
And I've been told that the weather we have for this year's Bonnaroo is the best ever, which is still warm.
Which is supposed to be cooler, I guess.
Yeah, right.
But it's still pretty hot for us British dudes, man, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
Enough to complain about it.
Well, you guys have done your fair share of festivals. Coming to the South in America and playing a festival like this, how does it compare with some of the others that you guys have done?
People are more sprightly here. Like, right now, there's, you know, probably the whole festival are out and about during the daytime. I think in England, people don't come alive till 7 or 8 in the evening. So people are kind of quite enthusiastic here, which is nice.
Good looking here as well. Lots of good looking people.
All very trim, aren't they?
Yeah. It makes us look bad. You know, we're the band. We're meant to look good. it is vibey. I mean, we really haven't done many American festivals. And Bonnaroo's probably got the best reputation, possibly Coachella as well. But everyone has spoken very highly of it. And it's sort of, a lot of people have said it's similar to Glastonbury. And you kind of feel that. It feels like there's a real kind of energy to it, a kind of sort of hippie sort of thing going on, which for our music is really good. So it felt on the gig, felt like people were getting into that kind of vibe with us.
You know? Yeah, it seems like, I mean, especially for a festival like this, but in general, festivals for you guys, your music is well catered to that crowd. Like, I mean, it's just upbeat and energetic and gets people excited. Yeah. So it seems like.
Yeah, well, we were like a bit. You know, we were a bit freaking out about playing at 12:15. You know, we were like, bloody hell, we haven't played that early on a festival for a long time. But it actually felt really right for our music. It felt really good. It was, you know, there's a lot of, like upbeat vibes with what we do. And so it just felt right. And the crowd were right there with us. It was cool.
It's like people doing their morning stretch, wasn't it? I think I saw a couple doing yoga to She Moves in Her Own Way.
Yeah. I thought they were just getting into it.
Oh, possibly.
They're just exercising.
A Kama Sutra.
Star jumps. They love it.
Is that class as Bikram? Because Bikram. It's quite hot.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess. Hamam.
So let's talk about the album Junk of the Heart. It's been out for a little while. I know you guys have been touring on it. Can you talk about kind of your mindset going into it and what you guys set out for with it?
Yeah, Junk was an album born out of trying to change. And we our first two records we'd made as a live band, and the songs had started out, you know, we'd played the songs live and things like that. And Junk of the Heart, we wanted to make a more produced record. So we brought in some other things, like using some loops and synthesizers, things like that. It was us trying to do something different, keep it fresh.
Did you find it challenging at all? I mean, given that you were kind of out of your comfort zone with the.
It's always challenging. I mean, making records is hard, man. It's like, even if you're on a roll, and it's enjoyable, but it's always hard. It was always like. Hard work. If it isn't, then it's usually not very good.
I think it should be a challenge, really, shouldn't it, as well?
Yeah.
I think if we didn't challenge ourselves, like, with that, it probably would have been quite bored of what we were doing. So it's good to adapt.
I guess you started the whole process initially with, like, you and Tony, so we kind of had a little more of a basic kind of structure to the songs before we...
Yeah, a few of them, definitely.
Which is, you know...
Well, it kind of happened that our drummer Paul wasn't around. You know, he was having health problems, but he couldn't play drums. So it sort of ended up, you know, we just used a drum machine. so it's like me.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, so like, I go and see Tony Hoffa to write some songs, and he starts like fitting some drum loops. And then like Jungle the Heart came from that and Runaway. And then I showed it to the guys and the guys were like, yeah, this is kind of, this sounds really good. We should maybe pursue this. Yeah.
So what's in store for you guys for 2012, the rest of 2012 here?
We got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, I guess we got a lot of European festivals over the next coming months. We're writing, you know, so hopefully get into some kind of spot of putting some stuff down there and some new stuff. So, you know.
Yeah, it's always interesting. I mean, you know, this record's been out for 6-8 months maybe, and it's good that you guys, I mean, even though you're touring a lot for it, it's good that you guys even have can find the time to continue to write and build up for another one. You find that, is that easy for you, or is it just something you just have to do from a creative perspective?
It's as easy as you make it. I mean, yeah. Problem is, you got like with the Kooks, like we do fairly well, like pretty much everywhere. Like, so it's, you know, we there's a lot to do. So, you know, your management and agents like want you to go everywhere and promote your new record, and because we're kind of, you know, we're in that spot where we're still trying to really, you know, crack it. You know what I mean? So they all want you to go and do everything, but then you have to go like, hang on a minute, we need like a month to maybe actually get some songs together, otherwise we're gonna be
if you got any friends left first.
Yeah, exactly.
Realize you don't write a record.
Probably the same with a lot of bands though. You're kind of playing catch up with people, aren't you? Because to, like, a record can be new to a lot of people, but to us it's certainly not.
And yeah,
so I think all bands these days, it's such a slow pace of making albums these days that every band is kind of playing catch up. It's like, okay, right, you kind of gotta be reinvigorated about touring the same music that you've sort of done a long time ago. And I think we like to look to the future to make things a lot more spontaneous and quicker. Yeah, the whole process.
I think we're all definitely in a zone at the minute where we want to get a record made, you know. And I think, yeah, I mean, I guess the writing process has only just begun. But yeah, no, it's gonna be good, man. It'll be fun. Bit of time at home, and then go write some music. Yeah, 2 days and back in.
48 hours at home, and then
12 million other things in between there.
Yeah, man.
The Kooks backstage at Bonnaroo 2012. Thank you guys.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. WTTS on demand.